The most important part of this event has been the actual coming back from the Queensland Museum of the Richmond Pliosaur, which is one of the, probably the most iconic fossils ever found in Australia, I think. It's quite a fabulous beastie. It's now situated in a new gallery in a beautiful brand new case and looks basically $1 million.
And it's on loan here. How long is it going to be in Richmond?
Well, hopefully it'll be here for as long as possible, because it forms a very integral part of our collection, our display there. And, of course, most importantly, it's part of a specimen that's come from this area, and that's quite important.
And as you were saying, a big part of what you're digging up here is so that you can piece together the genetic history of some of these species. Are there big gaps, and are we filling in the gaps as we go along?
Absolutely. Well, we're starting to get a very beautiful picture for this particular time in this era of the what's called the Aptian Albion, of the Cretaceous, and that's really important because the preservation here is just so fantastic. We've got a lovely, beautiful picture that we're starting to build up of this particular time in Australia's geological history. Hopefully, other people around the country might find other parts of that time or overlapping parts of that time. We'll be able to build up a bigger staggered picture, and we'll be able to join all those overlaps together and get a really fabulous picture.